Welcome to the deep dive. Ready to dive into a topic that I think we can all relate to. I mean, who hasn't shed a tear or two? But today, we're going beyond the waterworks. We're talking about the chemistry of tears.
Oh, there's a lot more to tears than meets the eye. They're not just salty water, you know.
Really? I always just thought it was like, just salt.
Oh, it's way more complex than that. I mean, it's a fascinating mix of chemicals and hormones, even antimicrobial stuff.
Wait, antimicrobial stuff? Like, tears can fight off infections.
You bet. Tears actually have like a built-in defense system for our eyes. They're constantly protecting us from all sorts of nasty stuff.
That's wild. I never knew that. Okay, so what kind of things are we talking about here? What makes up a tear exactly?
Well, there are different types of tears, like basal tears, the ones our eyes make all the time just to keep things lubricated. They've got proteins, electrolytes, all kinds of antibacterial substances in them.
So even when we're not crying, our eyes are still producing tears.
Exactly. It's like a constant silent protector, you know? And then, of course, there are those tears that come when we get something in our eye, like dust or you ever chopped onions?
Oh man, don't get me started on onions. My eyes water like crazy.
Those are reflex tears. They're designed to flush out those irritants and protect our eyes.
That makes sense. So we've got these constant tears and these like emergency tears. But what about when we cry because we're sad or, happy? What makes those tears different?
Ah, those are the emotional tears, the most fascinating ones, I'd say. They're actually packed with hormones, including stress hormones like cortisol.
Hold on, stress hormones in tears.
Yeah. It might seem strange, but think about it. When we cry, it's often a way of releasing pent-up stress, right? Those hormones build up, and crying helps to flush them out.
So it's like a natural stress reliever. Our bodies are literally crying it out.
Exactly, like a built-in pressure valve, letting off steam. And the interesting thing is, the composition of those emotional tears can actually change depending on the emotion. Grief tears might be different from joy tears.
Wow, that is mind-blowing. So if scientists could analyze our tears, they could tell what we're feeling.
Well, not quite yet. It's definitely an area of research. The potential's there, but it's more complicated than that. But yeah, it's pretty wild to think about, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is fascinating. Okay, so we've got stress hormones in tears, antimicrobial stuff. What else? You mentioned antimicrobial peptides earlier.
Oh, yeah, those are like tiny little warriors fighting off bacteria and viruses in our eyes. They basically disrupt the cell membranes of those bad guys, you know, neutralize them before they can cause an infection.
So it's like our tears are armed and dangerous.
In a way, yeah, it's pretty incredible, this constant microscopic battle going on to keep our eyes healthy.
But if our tears are so good at fighting infections, why do we still get eye infections?
Well, sometimes those defenses can get overwhelmed. You know, some pathogens are just really sneaky, and sometimes our tear production isn't what it should be, maybe because of dry eye or medications.
So it's like a constant tug of war, our defenses versus the outside world.
Precisely. And that's why it's so important to understand how these tears work, how they keep us healthy.
This is all so amazing. We've gone from thinking tears are just salty water to like this complex fluid that protects us, reflects our emotions. It's incredible. Okay, let's take a quick pause and come back with even more fascinating insights into the chemistry of tears.
Welcome back. Ready for more tear talk?
Oh, absolutely. I'm hooked. You mentioned a link between tears and pain relief. That sounds intriguing.
Yeah, research suggests that emotional tears, you know, the ones we shed when we're really feeling things, they actually contain natural painkillers.
Wait, really? Like built-in pain meds?
Exactly. When we cry, our bodies release these things called endorphins and enkephalins. They're opioids, naturally occurring ones that help reduce pain and give you that sense of well-being.
So crying isn't just an emotional release, it's like a physical therapy too.
You could say that. It's fascinating how our minds and bodies work together, right?
It makes you wonder about those cultural differences, you know? Some cultures are all about expressing emotions openly, others not so much. Do you think that affects how people experience the benefits of crying?
That's a great point. I mean, cultural norms definitely play a role in how we see and express emotions. It would be interesting to see if those differences actually impact the physiological response to crying.
Like, maybe if you're in a culture where it's okay to cry, you get more pain relief from it.
Possibly. There's definitely more research to be done there, but it's a fascinating thought.
Okay, so we've got painkillers and tears. What about that communication thing you mentioned earlier? How can tears communicate? It's just, liquid.
Well, believe it or not, tears contain these things called chemosignals, basically chemical signals that can be picked up by other people, often subconsciously.
So, like, our tears are sending messages.
In a way, yes. Studies have shown that if someone smells tears of sadness, it can actually trigger empathy and compassion in them.
Wow. So it's not just the act of crying, it's the tears themselves that are sending a signal.
Exactly. It's like a subtle form of communication we're not even aware of. It suggests that crying isn't just a solitary thing, it can impact those around us.
That's amazing. Like, tears are a social glue, in a way. Makes me wonder if this chemo signaling played a role in, you know, human evolution.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. It's certainly possible. You can imagine how being able to communicate distress through tears could have been beneficial for our ancestors, you know? Strengthening social bonds, getting help when needed.
Right. Like a silent call for support. Wow. Okay, so we've got all these hormones and chemo signals. You mentioned earlier that different types of tears have different compositions, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean tears of sadness are chemically different from tears of joy?
It's true that different emotions release different hormones, and those can end up in our tears. So yeah, tears of sadness might have more stress hormones like cortisol, while happy tears might have more endorphins or oxytocin.
So could you, like, analyze a tear and know if someone was happy or sad when they cried it?
Well, it's not that straightforward in practice. The levels of these hormones can vary a lot between people and even within the same person. But the idea that our tears reflect our inner emotional state, that's pretty captivating, isn't it?
It makes you think about how tears are used in storytelling, in art. It's always so powerful.
Definitely. Tears are this incredibly potent symbol of human emotion. And the fact that they can reflect our internal state, that makes them even more powerful.
This is really changing how I see tears. They're so much more than just, you know, salty water. They're complex. They're powerful.
They're a fundamental part of being human. Understanding them can help us appreciate their value.
Well said. Okay, before we wrap up, I'm curious about the physical structure of tears. Are all tears the same, or are there, like, different kinds of teardrops?
That's a great question, and it leads us to a whole other level of tear science. The shape and structure of a teardrop can actually vary depending on the type of tear and even the person crying.
Wow, that's fascinating. What can you tell us about that? All right, back to the teardrops. You were telling us that the shape and structure can actually vary.
Oh yeah, it's pretty wild. Imagine looking at a teardrop under a microscope, you know? It's like a whole world, its own little landscape. And those landscapes, they can be totally different depending on the type of tear, even the person crying.
So my tears of joy might actually look different from my tears of sadness.
Exactly. Researchers have actually found that those emotional tears, the ones tied to strong feelings, tend to have way more complex structures than those basic tears or the reflex ones. Like the intensity of the emotion is somehow reflected in the shape of the teardrop.
No way. That's amazing. Is there any idea why that is?
It's still being studied, but one theory is that the hormones and proteins in emotional tears, they kind of mess with the crystallization process when the tears dry, hence the unique patterns.
So it's not just the chemicals, but the actual structure that tells the story. That's incredible.
And get this, there's a photographer, Maurice Mickers. He's taken these incredible pictures of dried tears under a microscope. They're like works of art, so diverse. And no two teardrops are exactly the same.
Wow, that's pretty poetic.
Yeah.
Like every tear is a snowflake. Totally unique. Makes you wonder, could we analyze a teardrop and learn something about the person who cried it?
It's definitely a possibility. I mean, it just goes to show tears are so much more than just salty water. They're like these tiny little windows into our biology, our emotions, even our individuality.
This whole deep dive has been incredible. The science, the social side of it, even the artistic aspect. I have a whole new respect for tears now.
Tears are pretty powerful stuff. They remind us of what connects us as humans, you know.
Well said. I think we've cried our way through all the fascinating facts about tears today. Anything else you think our listeners should know?
Just one thing. Don't be afraid of your tears. Let them flow. Happy, sad, frustrated, or just because you're chopping onions, tears are part of who we are. They help us feel. They help us heal. They help us connect. Embrace them.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for guiding us through this incredible deep dive into the world of tears. We've learned that tears are way more than just salty water.
It was my pleasure. Such a fascinating topic.
And to all of you listening, thank you for joining us on the deep dive. Until next time, stay curious and don't be afraid to shed a tear or two along the way.